Hi, this is John Staffel, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Despite the consistent failure of all guest worker plans, Representative Mike Pence is peddling a new plan to import even more so-called guest workers. The Mike Pence plan would create privately financed offices outside the United States with the cutesy title Ellis Island Centers. He claims that would be more efficient than government bureaucracy, but it's really like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop, because private industry has a built-in incentive to import as much cheap labor as possible. The worst part of the Pence plan is that anyone may apply for a guest worker visa at the new Ellis Island centers. Mike Pence says there will initially be no cap on the number of visas that can be issued. Anyone may apply from anywhere in the world and without any limit on numbers? Can millions apply? The Pew Hispanic Center surveyed Mexico and concluded that 49 million Mexicans want to live in the United States if they get the chance. The Mike Pence plan provides that the guest workers, after living here legally for 6 years, can choose whether to apply for citizenship or to return home. But what if they don't choose either option? Will Pence hire buses to deport them after they have raised a family and established roots? 6 years is plenty of time to have a U.S.-born baby, or two or three, which starts family chain migration. What about the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens already in the United States? The Pence plan tries to avoid the amnesty label by requiring them to make what he calls a quick trip across the border to Mexico or Canada to pick up a new visa if a U.S. employer certifies that a job awaits him. They will not have to return to their home country, but only appear at an Ellis Island center right across the border. How do you think Mexico and Canada will like that?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says in just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And again, today I have with me in studio our good friend G.B. Oliver III.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here again. I bet you're getting tired of this business.
No, sir, I'll tell you what. I've had more fun in the last 3 days than I've had in the last 30 years.
I'm right there with you. I've had every bit that much fun.
We have, and by the way, we had a wonderful, wonderful meeting down South Missouri the other day at Kabul at the Ozark Property Rights Meeting. Great people on the program, and I tell you what, now, I don't get the big head over this thing, but you absolutely, as old Jerry Clower used to say, shuck down the corn.
Well, I tell you what, that's as fine a group of people as I ever had the opportunity to be around, and it's easy to speak to good people like that. Those people are going somewhere. Those people, if you're going to turn this country around, they have the recipe for doing it. They're all active. They're all involved. They all have the information. And they're sticking together and getting the job done.
Now, we didn't hold this in the Super Coliseum. It was held in a little local theater. But I don't know how many seats were in there. I should have counted them. But there was standing room only in the first half of that meeting. It started at 9:30, right on time. And there were some people that drove a long ways. There's someone there that came, several people drove from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And then you had someone there from New Mexico, and I don't know really how he got there, whether he was in the community anyway. And I know there was some folks there from, they were from Missouri, but they may as well have been in Iowa. They were from way up in the northern part of the state. So some of those people left after before we went to lunch.
They left right in the middle of my talk is when they left.
No, there was not one soul that even, I watched the crowd. I mean, you had those people in the palm of your hand, and you did a tremendous job.
Well, thank you very much.
So, anyway, and every speaker on there was good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you this much, Derry, and I told you this on the way back. I left with a lot more than I left with them. You know, I learned a lot of things right there and a lot of things that I can go on, and I'll speak on several more times in the next month, and I will be able to share a lot of those things that I learned there with the people that I'll be in front of.
And, you know, it kind of bothered me just a little bit. One thing that you did comment on, that you had to go speak to, is it Goldman Sachs people?
Smith Barney. Yeah.
You had to go... Explain to our listeners, in case they don't know who Smith Barney is.
Smith Barney is an investment company. It's like Merrill Lynch or Edward D. Jones or any of those people.
They're big, and you said you were going to have to wear a suit.
Yeah, I always wear a suit.
Yeah, that was a question that came to my mind. Do you have a suit?
I've wore suits for 25 years.
Really?
Absolutely. I was a banker. I didn't even want to say that. I was a banker. That's all I wore for 25 years.
You know, you mentioned you were a banker. What do you know about these national security letters?
I know very, very little about them. I know what I've read on them. I also know that from a banking situation, with the Patriot Act came a bunch of things that were implemented upon banks. I knew that we were told that if the FBI came in and provided you one of a letter, which I assume that's what these letters are, that there were provisions in the Patriot Act and penalties if you ever uttered a word of that to anybody, including the guy that they were pulling the information on. And I mean, you could commit murder and spend less time in prison than you're going to spend in prison for violating one of those searches on one of your customers.
See, I called my banker when I first saw this information a long time ago. And I said, what do you know about this national security, these national security letters? And he said, I can't tell you. I said, what do you mean you can't tell me? He said, well, we're sworn to secrecy. He said, if I told you, he said, they'd get a cease and desist order on this bank and they'd put a lock on the front door. He said, it'd put us out of business.
Mm-hmm. See, all of this came along after I left the bank. I still sit on the board of a bank. But I'm not involved in the day-to-day operations of the bank, and I simply don't know very much about them.
All right, now, that brings up another good question, because I sat on the board of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, but I spent probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years on a bank board. It was just a little community bank, or country bank, home-owned,
mm-hmm.
locally owned. And they told me when they asked if I would serve as a board member on the bank, and I said, I don't know anything about running a bank. He said, you don't need to. And boy, that was true. Because as a board member, now you've been on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
As a board member, do they tell you anything important?
Oh, I think so, especially in small independent banks like I'm a part of. But in the big banks, you're nothing but a figurehead.
Well, that's all I felt like I was.
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying, I want to know who the good guys are. All I got to see was the big loans that were not being...
The dregs of the earth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you'd meet someone on the street, and they knew you was on the bank board, you know, a big thing in the newspaper and all that. And they assumed that I knew that, you know, they had a couple $100,000 invested there. I didn't know that.
No.
They don't tell you anything that's good. All you see on the bank board is things that's bad.
Well, the other side of that, let me just tell you this. If that information ever comes out of that bank, you're very, very liable about the fact. Yeah, and I know that. People want you to know that they have huge deposits and everything in that bank. And yet, if that information's ever out, you know, you'll get sued on the other side of that thing. So that's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, but you don't even know who your customers are.
Well, you need to know who your customers are.
Well, how do you know? They don't tell you.
Well, the best way to know who your customers are is go down and hang around that bank. Spend time with those people. Spend time with the people that work in the bank.
For $100 a month?
Well, they're not just paying them $100 a month nowadays.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just born too late, I guess. I hear music, and another thing, they used to give us $100 bills, real crisp new $100 bills. Every time we had a board meeting, here's another $100 bill. I thought, you know, I'm not going to have to pay income tax on that. And by gosh, here I get a, what do you call it, a W-whatever it is farm. Well,
W-2
farm, yeah, I had to pay income tax on that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting again today with G.B. Oliver III in studio. G.B. coming back from the meeting. And by the way, Beth and her husband, again, attended that meeting down in Kabul, Missouri. But, you know, if every area... And that's, they call that the Ozark area. It's kind of a, I don't know how many counties are involved or whatever, but if every area had people that had the attitude and the knowledge, it's knowledge is what it is.
That's the whole deal.
That those people down there have, this country would be back on track overnight.
In a second. In a second, because they understand the information, they understand what the agenda is, and then they have the gumption to get up and do something about it. I'm telling you, we're going to go in there and we're going to do an article on that organization in my magazine, because everybody needs to know they have the recipe for success. I'll tell you what, I was as pumped up when I left as any time I've ever been anywhere. This is the kind of thing that the Paragon Foundation goes around and preaches and talks about and tells people that you've got to get involved, you've got to educate yourself if you're going to turn these things back. This bureaucracy with this agenda they have, when you expose them, and I've told you before, it's like lifting up the rock and letting the sunshine on them, they disappear. They don't want to play once they're exposed. And these people are extremely successful at that.
You said the agenda... And Joyce Morrison has an article out today, and I have not had time to read it because we had breakfast together.
Yes, we did, and a good breakfast it was.
It takes a while. We didn't get here as early as I usually do. But she talks about the United Nations Agenda 21, and the whole article, the title of her article is, Why Are Americans Ignorant of Agenda 21? And they are. You ask the typical Mr. and Ms. American, never heard of it. What are you talking about? They don't know.
Absolutely correct. And as I've told you before, their headquarters is right there in New Mexico, right in Silver City, New Mexico, and Western University. Their headquarters is right there. They gave the university down there $1 million grant so that the United Nations could build this big white mosque-looking building out there on the campus.
I wasn't aware of that. You told me, but I forgot it. But she goes on and she says, the United Nations Agenda 21 was signed by the United States in 1992, and 14 years later, people are still in the dark. If you were to ask a random question, have you heard of Agenda 21, the answer would be an overwhelming no, although it's being implemented in every local community, except in those areas where people like this Ozark property rights is concerned, because they have they've read it, they've studied it, they understand it, and when the government comes in and says, hey, we've got a grant for you and we're here to help, why, you know, they treat them kind of like you do a stray dog. If you don't feed them, they'll go away. And they'll go away a lot faster if you pour scalding water on them.
That's Kim Wright.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
No, I never did.
And we are back, and we are still visiting with G.B. Oliver. And, gosh, now, G.B., I had it all in my mind. I forgot what we were talking about. This Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
This Agenda 21 thing. And Joyce Marson's article says, the average person has never heard of it, although it is being implemented in every local community. And then I said it'll never happen in that area because these people know what's going on. And then you came back, but we were out of time, and mentioned the county commissioners.
Absolutely. The county commissioner, most powerful elected official in any county. Your sheriff is a chief law enforcement authority in every county. And, you know, I'd looked up some information on these National Heritage sites, and they clearly say on their websites that they have local, state, federal, and international input in all of this. Well, let me tell you something. We've talked about it on your show before. The federal government has absolutely no jurisdiction over you or any property within any state. So the whole key for them to implement this and shove it down your throat is to get into your state officials and get into your county commission. You got a county commission that says, get out of this county. We don't want any part of you. And that's what these Ozark people have been so successful in, is educating their county commissioners. And they shut that down right there at that door.
And you say, oh, it's too late. The bill has already passed. You know, they slipped that Missouri water bill in there where they were going to put meters on all these wells and do all of this. And it was a nine-county area down in the southwest, right down there where we were. And they said they even knew. Then the plan was, we're going to see how this goes over, and then we're going to do it in the rest of the state. And you can bet your bippy, if it went in the rest of the state, it was going to be in the other 49.
You bet.
And that bunch got that, not only killed, but they got the bill rescinded after it had been signed to the governor.
Exactly. Exactly. These people are the pinup poster, or the pinup poster for property rights, in my opinion. But they did it the way you've got to do it. Those county commissioners, if you educate those county commissioners and they understand very clearly and they start rubbing elbows and get in bed with these federal agencies, you're going to put them out the gate, then they get in line. And you can turn all of these things back. They have to have local participation from local officials, elected officials, to make it work.
You know, Joyce Marson, one of our favorite people in this thing. She studies and knows. Mm-hmm. And she says, Agenda 21 is a 40-chapter document listing goals to be achieved globally. Beth sitting over there. Beth, don't we have that little book on Agenda 21? Yep. For $3, we can put that in their mailbox, right? So for those of you that are not familiar with Agenda 21, and it's very, very well done, and the facts are right there. And you say, oh, you can print anything. That's right, you can. But get the little book and read it and try to prove it wrong.
That's exactly right.
Because all you have to do then is go to the United Nations website, and it's all there. But we have, I'm not even sure who, you remember who put all that together? Jeff? Oh, he's on the phone, and I can't. Beth, there's too many glass windows between us. You have to put your pretty little face in here. And
Freedom 21
did that. Okay.
And Paragon Foundation funded quite a bit.
Oh,
did you? And so I can verify that the information in that is absolutely correct.
Okay, so to learn what this really is, and as Joyce says, it's Agenda 21 is a 40-chapter document listing goals to be achieved globally. It's the global plan to change the way we live, eat, learn, and communicate, because we must save the earth. That's what this whole thing is about. And she pretty well...
How could you be against that? And their Bible is probably Hillary's book. It Takes a Village.
Yeah. And she goes on and she quotes Morris Strong and all these other people and what they've said. 1992, Agenda 21 began to change our lives. In that same year, Al Gore wrote the book. And just like you told those people down there Saturday, you need to slap them naked and then burn their clothes.
I probably wish that I wouldn't have said that, but it slipped out. But that's exactly right. You know, there aren't any secrets in this. And every once in a while you'll talk to a group of people and they'll look at you like you fell off a turnip truck somewhere. I'll tell you what, all this information is available to you. It's available on the United Nations website. You can go pull up those treaties and look at them for yourself. You know, you don't ever believe anything somebody tells you. Go back and research it.
I have said time and time again, and I don't go out and speak very much anymore. I have had several offers lately, and I've gotten to the place. I used to have a good friend that was a contractor, but he was in the roofing business.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an excellent. I mean, he could do anything, and it looked good. But he liked to do roofs, and he was building a house. And I says, Raymond, I didn't think you built houses. He says, only when he says I make a lot of money. He said, if you see me building a house, he said, they're paying way too much for that house. And that's kind of the way I do on my public speaking now.
What are you getting now, about $10,000?
Well, I could do that.
But
anyhow, where was I? That was something else. This is something else. And I hear music in the background. That's something else, too. That means we're going to take another break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine the shock of reading tomorrow's newspaper and discovering that the price of gold has doubled to over $1,000 an ounce. Sound impossible? Well, it's not, and here's why. Right now, every country in the world is competing to lower the value of their respective currencies, leaving gold as the only real money of value left on Earth today. Read all about it in Swiss America's latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, available now by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Experts say gold prices would need to peak over $2,000 an ounce to offset the falling value of the dollar since 1980. So at today's price, gold is still a great value, but not forever. So call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646 before the price hits four digits. Gold rules. Call 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says, when working toward the solution of a problem, it always helps if you know the answer, Derry Brownfield.
And here we are, back on the Common Sense Coalition. Now, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Derry, and glad to have you, Mr. Oliver, on the program. Always enjoy your input. I would like to know how can you get involved to know what the county commission and the sheriff and the local government and the local community is doing in areas like that? Where can you go and what can you do to get involved to stop that kind of stuff? And I'll listen off on the radio.
That's your question.
Okay.
My suggestion is, the first thing is you go get the documentation and you get the information so that you know exactly what their powers are. And Jim, if you will call my office, and there's a number I want you to get if you're interested in picking that information up, and they'll give you that number. Just tell them that you want the number for Ramona Morrison. She has all the documentation. All of those studies have been done with the help of Congresswoman Helen Chenoweth-Hage. And get that information, and we'll help you obtain that information. And then you know exactly what their charges are. If you go back and look at the oath that these people take, they take an oath that says they are responsible for protecting the safety and the well-being and the property of the citizens within that county that they have jurisdiction over. The next thing you do is you go down there and you talk to them and find out what they know. The other thing that is extremely important to do before you get into that is find out what kind of grants they've accepted from the federal government, and the sheriff is right involved in that. Everybody's looking for a handout, and then ask them for copies of the documentation on those grants, and then you're going to know how deep in the hole you are right there, because they've said there is no such thing as free money. Once you accept that grant money, there are provisions and hooks all in that, and you need to get those hooks, and you need to, and in a lot of cases, those elected officials have never even read that information. All they were interested in is getting that government check in there to the county. So go gather all that information, but I would suggest before you start, know exactly what their responsibilities are, and we'll give you the number from Ramona Morrison, and even obtain that information and get it to you.
Do you want me to give him Paragon number?
Yes, if you would.
And he can call.
You bet.
The Paragon number is, and for those of you who are interested, you should have this number anyway. It's 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. And the office is, are there two people there at the office?
Yes.
There'll be two people there, but still, if, a dozen people call at once, the phone's not going to be answered for a little while. So, just keep calling back, or later in the day might be better, or whatever. But the Paragon number is 1-877-847-3443, and you can get the Paragon Foundation on the World Wide Web, which Al Gore will put together for you.
Yes. See, nobody's all bad, are they?
No, he's good, yeah. ParagonFoundation.org. So anyway, see, if everybody would just... And another thing that I suggest, and you're the expert on this, GV, but go to their county meetings.
Oh, you've got to be involved. If you go down and start going to those county commission meetings and sit and listen to all that, I'll assure you you're not going to make five or six meetings before you start to see the hole that these guys have, in many cases, have dug themselves into. But you need to get that documentation and read it. It will make your hair stand up when you read it.
You know, you have to study. And it takes time. You can't sit around and watch football and baseball and basketball and try to keep up with all their statistics. You're going to forget all that. You're going to have to, just like you said a while ago, and I didn't, 6 months ago, I didn't know what an iPod was. Never heard of one. And you said, tell me you have one. And I thought, oh, gee whiz, I can't believe GB'd have an iPod and use it. Tell us what you do with it.
I download a lot of books. I gather a lot of information, and then when I'm on airplanes and traveling and in motel rooms, see, I don't have that problem when I'm with you. You're Mr. Entertainment. I don't ever pull it out. But when you're in motel rooms and hotel rooms and on airplanes and stuff like that, you listen to that stuff. You educate yourself. That's what we're committed to do, is providing that information. Once America has this information, this business is going to stop. If you're going to sit around and watch baseball and basketball and American Idol or whatever that deal is, that's precisely what they want you to do. You got to remember that we're in a war right now. And if we lose that war, it has a tremendous effect on our children and our grandchildren down the road. They'll not be able to own property. They'll not have any rights. They'll be living in these little sustainable communities that the wildland projects and all those things. Those aren't fairy tales. Those things are things that have been being implemented for the last 30 years, and now they're fixing to get to the place where they're going to close the door on you.
You know, you made a good comment upstairs earlier today, and you were talking about the reason people buy into all this is because for the last generation, or even now a couple generations, mm-hmm. the typical American has been separated from realism.
Yes, they have.
They don't understand agriculture. They don't understand where their food comes from. They don't understand where anything comes from. And I think we can blame television up to a point for a big percentage of it.
I totally agree.
Today grow up, they don't watch, and I brag here just a little bit, but we've got a granddaughter that's homeschooled. She was, when she took this test that the state makes them take,
mm-hmm.
it says right on there, she age 10 years and 1 month. And when she, they got the figures back from the test, she would be a junior in high school. I'm serious.
I understand.
And she's no smarter than any other kid. But, see, all kids used to be that smart when we had decent schools.
Well, they want you.
They want them dumbed down.
In order to implement this program, they got to keep you fat, sloppy, and dumb. And
more people are that, because I sat there at the airport for an hour and a half waiting for you because we got there early, and I said I'd rather be sitting there than fighting traffic or something.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I never saw so many fat, sloppy, dumb-looking people.
And they're uninspired. They don't have the kind of goals that we grew up with. They haven't been exposed to the land and realism out there. And therefore, they have attained it. Look at how in the world could you convince people that you need to put people out of work and destroy their lives and the lives of their family over some snail somewhere or some bird somewhere? How absurd is that? And it's because they've been so removed from realism and what's real.
But, you know, when I go out into the wilderness, I don't want to hear a chainsaw run.
All right, then. Then own your own property. And then you have control of what you hear out there. But see, these people aren't going to do that. They're going to rent an apartment somewhere in New York City and believe that any time they come to something that they can't go in on, that they need to go back and have that changed and eliminate it.
Let's go to the telephones again. How about go out to your part of the country, New Mexico. Jerry, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, GB. This is Jerry from up in Lincoln County.
Hey, I know who this is.
Yes, sir. And Gary there, I'm the one that gave you that treason is the reason handout.
Okay.
Now you know who I am.
This is a good guy.
I wanted to second your emotion. And listen, you guys are sounding better all the time on that attending county commission meetings.
You bet.
That's the way to become involved in your local government. I've been doing it for about 20 years and starting out as a right-wing militia private property activist, I'm now sitting on the Planning Commission.
and see, here's another thing. People say, well, I don't want to be on that zoning board. I don't want to be on that Planning Commission. That's what's wrong.
Absolutely.
We put these hippies on there, and then we get mad when you had a good story about the lady. Maybe you shouldn't tell it on the air because she may be listening. I don't know. But the lady that wanted to have a tea party.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell that or not?
Absolutely. But let me just say something about Jerry right now.
Okay.
If you don't think you can make a difference, and people say, well, you know, I'm just one guy out there crying in the wilderness, Jerry, I think, is the greatest example of what one man can do when he wants to go get involved. Look at the changes that he's brought about in an entire county down there in southern New Mexico. See, it just takes one guy with some guts and drive and determination to turn the whole thing around. But, Jerry, what I was telling them is there was a lady there in Alamogordo, and she had quite a bit of money, and she completely revamped the house with one thing in mind, and that was to put in a tea room so some of her old friends could come over and drink tea. And when I say revamped, I'm going to tell you she put over $100,000 in this house.
After it was already built.
Yeah, it was an old house, and she fixed it up just beautifully. And then, all of a sudden, she decides, because it's the right thing to do, she needs to go down and get a business permit, and there wouldn't be more than 6 or 7 people come in this tea room at any one given time.
You know, this is not a good place to stop, but we're going to have to. Stick with us, Jerry. I hear music in the background, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Okay, now, let's bring our folks up to date on what we were talking about. This lady spent $100,000 just remodeling a house so she could have a tea room, so her... And they came over to drink tea, but I bet they played a little bridge.
They may.
Those kind of ladies, they do that sort of thing. Yeah. All right.
But anyway, she goes after a business license down there because she wanted to do everything legal. They come back to her and they said, you don't have enough parking. And her home is zoned commercial. She'd already gone through all of that baloney. You're not zoned commercial. You don't have enough parking. And so there's a neighbor right next door that had a huge parking lot and a big lot and could have built another building on it. So she went over and said, could I use that parking lot for my parking? And he said, absolutely. He gave her a letter on that so that she could. And she goes back to the city and they said, that's still not your parking. And we're not going to let you do it. This lady got fed up, sold this home, and left our community. But that's what happens to a bureaucracy. You know,
that's why you need to be on the planning board.
Just what Jerry said. You've got to be down there, be involved. You know, all the time we find somebody like Jerry that knows exactly and thinks exactly right and has all the information, and we go out there and we bust our rear ends to get him elected, and then we just leave him in there to the wolves, and we don't go down and support him. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. People need to become involved directly with their local government. I don't care how long it takes, and how persistence is what counts. I guarantee it. Knowledge and persistence will get you there.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, we're facing a bad situation coming up in this nation and the world as far as that goes. And the only thing that's going to prevail is good people like yourselves and others becoming involved. And they've got to step up to the bat and run for elective office and be appointed to these boards and commissions. It's really worth it. I mean, I've changed a lot of viewpoint about government. We're not against government. We're just against bad government.
Well, you got, let me tell you, I disagree with Jerry just a little bit here, Jerry, and excuse me for this.
Sure.
My thinking on this thing is you've got to be involved, just as you said right there. But, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go out and find your Jerry. Your man that understands the situation and has the guts to stand up and say what he's thinking and what he knows is true and is willing to face incredible odds in there, and you've got to help that gentleman or that lady get elected.
And you know, you never know. Just like at this meeting Saturday, the lady, she got up and made a quick little speech about just what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And her and another lady said, what can we do? What can we do? And out of there, what can we do? They put together the people for the West, and then it turned into People for the USA. So, you know, people want to do something. They just don't know, and that's the problem.
Well, addressing this NAIS thing, one of your neighbors down there, GVRL Posey, aided us considerably up here in Lincoln County, getting the Lincoln County commissioners to pass an anti-NAIS ordinance. We actually passed the ordinance.
That's exactly right.
Hey, I hear music. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Keep up the good work. We'll be right back. We have more phone calls, and we'll get right to you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Man, those are cool shades, but they're so dark.
Gotta have them.
Sun in your eyes?
No, it's the Funshine.
Funshine?
Yeah, Funshine at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Sedalia. It's time to let the fun shine at the Missouri State Fair with 9 nights of awesome concerts. Catch free music on the Budweiser stage, a mile-long carnival midway, Dodge Rodeo, and bull riding. And there's free shows everywhere. Guys wrestling with alligators, crazy people diving off 80-foot towers. Wow, that's nuts! Plus, just eating, laughing, and hanging out with friends. What a great time. And it's only $8 to get in for all day and night, and parking's free. Nowhere but the fair can you find all this. Check it out. Go to mostatefair.com. Then gather your friends for some fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to 20th in Sedalia. And let the fun shine. Hey, don't forget your shades.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org.
We have several callers, GB. Let's get to as many of them as we can. Jim in New Mexico. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, I called last week, and you asked me to call back when GB was on about Kit Laney. I wanted to ask him if he was familiar with the group called Gila Watch.
Very familiar.
Well, I've never heard them mentioned in y'all's discussions of Kit Laney. You know, if it wasn't for them, Kit Laney would still be there because the Forest Service was bending over backwards to accommodate Kit Laney when all this started. You know, they were going to bring bulldozers into the Leopold Wilderness area and build stock tanks for him.
Oh, yeah.
But putting up fences and all that with our tax dollars, of course. And, you know, I've never heard that mentioned. And like I said, the Forest Service was bending over backwards to accommodate him. But all I've heard from y'all is that the Forest Service was the ones that was just so mean and evil and terrible and trying to get rid of him. And also, Kit Laney made threats to anybody that wanted to come and get his cows out of the wilderness there, put up at Beaverhead Fire Cache.
Okay, we're in the last part of this program, and I want to hear GB answer those questions.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect about Kit Laney making a threat. Those are things that are put out by Gila Watch and put out by the United States Forest Service.
Who is Gila Watch?
Gila Watch is one of these rabid environmental groups out there.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you something else. When we got into the investigation on Kit Laney, and we hired an ex-FBI guy to get in there, you can't believe the coercion that was going on between the United States Forest Service and Gila Watch. You know what? One of them didn't think of, the other one did, and there was all kinds of collusion underneath there. That's the reason I was sick, that thing didn't actually go to trial. But they came in and...
Yeah, the reason they were wanting to help was after the fact, was
absolutely,
it not?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move along here. Gene in Missouri. Hi, Gene. Gene's gone. Okay, let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, this is Dave here in Missouri. I enjoyed your program there Saturday, what I got in on it. But I really want to... Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, this election coming up tomorrow, how can you vote for some of them guys? We was up in the Capitol in April, and some of these guys already have premise ID numbers, and they just kind of jump back and forth on it, and they already voted to take the $500,000, so what are they going to do when the pressure gets turned on them then? And
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Well, we went up to the Capitol for the rally in April there on the ID meeting.
Okay.
And some of our state reps already have premise ID numbers, and they voted, to take the $500,000 for the animal ID.
Okay. Now, for our listeners that don't know what he's talking about, I do a little bit, not very much. But you see, the federal government has already given the state of Missouri $400,000+ to push this animal ID and just to get people to sign up their premise number. Then they've got another $500,000 that the state is going to get to push this thing. And no doubt, I don't know how they're spending the money. But I understand, and I have not received one of those letters. But they're mailing letters out with where you just fill it out, and if you're a nice guy, you'll fill out this form and you send it in, and they'll make sure you get a premise ID. It's going to cost a fortune to mail all that out. I don't think the Centertown Post Office is going to handle that for nothing.
No, absolutely not.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Whoever has already signed on to that thing, I would have a list of those names, and I'd pick them clean, boy. Between now and the next round in this thing, I'd eat the hide off of them.
But slap them naked and then bury their clothes.
Hide their clothes. I kind of wish I wouldn't have said that.
You know, I'll tell you what, we're out of time. Literally out of time. So, anyway, GB, it's always fun. Now, we're going to do a show for tomorrow.
Okay.
And that show will include... you and I and our good friend Ray Cuneo. So anyhow, it'll be fun. And then, believe it or not, I have to take Jimmy back to the airport.
Well, I want to tell you this. I have never had a better time or got to associate with better people. This has been a tremendous honor for me.
And we're out of time. We'll just go to Happy Trails.
Trails to you till we meet again. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.